Put Another Dime In. White Collar. Written by a Simmyat. Read by 2NAONH3_CL2. New York City is a goddamn playground, is what it is. More so than she remembers, and she remembers a lot. She isn't even looking for lesbian bars. She swears she isn't. And when Jones asks if she wants to go to happy hour after work like old times, she turns him down. Because she knows that back in the day, he ended up being her wingman a lot more often than the other way around. And she's got Christy now, and Christy isn't into sharing, so she doesn't need that kind of temptation in her life when she's frustrated and lonely and nervous about transferring back here, when she's got energy to work off. All she needs is a couple of drinks in a familiar place, and if there's some 80s punk rock playing in the background, that's a bonus. She's halfway through her second rum and coke when this gorgeous creature, this 5-foot, completely ripped, mini butch girl in a newsboy's cap and a wife beater, swivels her hips up onto the bar stool next to her and offers to buy her a drink. It's not even a gay bar, really. Diana laughs and laughs, and when she's recovered herself, says, "No offense, honey. It's just that I'm taken. My partner's out of town, and I've been trying to avoid temptation. Trying really hard, actually." Minnie Butch shrugs. "I'm not temptation. Can't a lady offer another lady a drink without salacious implications?" "Oh, you are not for real." Diana gives up on not laughing. Here she is, seriously, monogamously involved, and working for the FBI, despite all the protests of the 18-year-old Diana who lives inside her head. Living a life that isn't supposed to involve hookups with random hotties in punk bars. She's got the boring life, and she's happy with it. A thought that leaves her inner teenager speechless every morning that she wakes up beside Christy, yawning and pulling her into a kiss and loving every sleepy, disheveled inch of her. "Fine, then. No drinks. But we can dance, right? Your partner can't have a problem with one dance, can she?" "I'm flattered, but I've been on my feet all day. You have no idea." Minnie Butch gives her a serious, no-bullshit look, much like the one Diana herself uses every day at work. They're playing Joan Jett. "You think Joan Jett cares if your feet hurt?" Diana decides that, just once, it wouldn't be so bad to give in to the little 18-year-old Diana inside her head. Just for one dance. The end.